are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast coming from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. Wherever you are listening to our international broadcast, we welcome you. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful that we have the privilege of being a part of the family of God. And we realize that this is because of your love and because you gave your only begotten Son to come into this world to die for us. And we do desire to draw near to thee. For thou hast told us that if we would draw nigh unto thee, you would draw nigh unto us. Now we thank you for our precious congregation today. We're trusting that the songs and the preaching of the word will be a blessing to each and to every heart. And we know that this is only possible through the blessing and help of thy precious Holy Spirit. So may the Spirit anoint all that is done and bless souls through our efforts. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is the sincere desire of our heart that our broadcast service be a blessing to you. And if it is, it would be an encouragement to us to know. And at the close of our broadcast today, we'll be giving you a mailing address that you can write and let us know that you appreciate our broadcast service.
stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict, in this his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus. Stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you. Ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor and watching unto prayer, where calls the voice of duty, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. We with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
On today's broadcast, we want to bring you some thoughts from 1 Peter chapter 1. And I will read verses 14 through 22. As obedient children, not fastening yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in other words, in other manner of living. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. That's reading down through verse 22. Peter is most always listed as first when we speak or read of the 12 apostles. And whenever the three are listed, we still find Peter, for Peter, James, and John. He was recognized as a leader among the 12. Peter was a nickname from the Greek word Petros, meaning a rock. He was also called Cephas from the Aramaic, which also means a rock. First, Peter is believed to have been written, that is, 1 Peter, the book of 1 Peter, is believed to have been written between 60 and 65 A.D., written to Christians scattered abroad. I will not try to cover all that is found in this chapter, but speak on a number of things that is stated, starting with verse 14. As obedient children, to be a Christian, we must be obedient to our Lord, Master, and King. In being obedient, we will not live the kind of a life that we lived as a sinner, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust or former lifestyle. No, we are a new creature. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And we notice in verse 15 that it is God that calls us. Jesus said in John 6 and 44, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. Some people have the idea that they can get saved any time they want to. But, beloved, that is a mistaken idea. The Holy Spirit must convict and must draw a person to that fountain filled with blood if they are going to be saved. Now, it is true, God will save anybody and everybody who will meet the conditions. But it is the goodness of God that leads to repentance. So Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. A very solemn fact is, according to Genesis 6 and 3, God said, my spirit will not always strive with man. It is possible to put off the wooings and the drawings of the Spirit, the convicting power of the Spirit. It is possible to put it off until the Spirit leaves, never to speak to you, never to convict you again. And if that be the case, it would be impossible to be saved. Therefore, we should be saved whenever the Spirit calls and whenever He draws. For the Spirit does convict, the Spirit does draw, and it is the goodness of God that leads to repentance. Now, God does this through the work of the Holy Spirit and the preaching of the Word. For it pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Since God is holy, He has called us to be holy in all manner of living. And I know there's a lot of people in the religious world that believe that that is impossible, but the gospel does not require, God does not require anything that is impossible. So since God is holy, He intends for us to be holy. I am holy, be ye holy also. And we are to be holy in our manner, in all manner of living. Now, God is no respecter of persons, as we read in verse 17. So whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. God did not preordain who would be saved and who would not be saved, because God is no respecter of persons, and Jesus Christ died for everyone. Therefore, whosoever will may come and drink of the waters of life freely. Now, God judges us, each one, according to our own works, not according to dad or mother's works, not according to brother and sister. God judges us, each one, according to our own works. Now, we are not talking about living a holy life in ourselves. And we're not talking about living a holy life while living in sin, for it is impossible to live in sin and live a holy life at the same time. No man can serve two masters. But here we read in verses 18 and 19 of the first chapter of 1 Peter, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversations, but with the precious blood of Christ. Paul teaches us in Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world." Paul also says in Titus 2, verse 14, speaking of Jesus, "who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works." So whenever you are redeemed, you are delivered from sin. Your heart has been changed. That old heart of stone, as the prophet said, is taken out, and God gives you a heart of flesh. And he renews a right spirit within you, and he causes you to walk in his way. "Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things." No, you can't buy this with silver and gold, and you can't earn it. No, our works are as filthy rags in the sight of God. Therefore, we need the righteousness of God. So, we are not redeemed with gold or silver, but we are redeemed by and through the precious blood of the Son of God. It was Jesus who left the glories of heaven, came into this world and suffered and bled and died upon the cross of Calvary so that we could be redeemed, so that we could be delivered, so that we could be bought back and brought back to the state of holiness and righteousness. Now, we sold ourselves to sin when we got old enough and understood enough to know right from wrong. We chose to go into sin. So we sold ourselves to sin, sold under sin. But Jesus Christ gave himself to redeem us. He came, gave his life to pardon us, not by gold or silver, but by his own precious blood. And redeeming means that we are redeemed from the curse of sin. We are redeemed from the bondage of sin. The Word of God teaches us that whenever the Lord forgives us, he wipes our sins out of his remembrance to remember them against us forever no more. He removes them from us as far from the east as is from the west. Now, how far is that? He casts them, as it were, into the sea of forgetfulness to remember them against us forever no more. And this comes about, our being redeemed, comes about by our obedience to God and to his word, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. The willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land." Samuel told Saul, after he had come back from Amalek and had failed to carry out God's will, and he brought back some fine cattle to offer to the Lord as a sacrifice, Samuel told Saul, "Obedience is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." It was not the rams or the sheep or the goats, but it was obedience that really mattered in God's sight. That's what really counted. On one occasion, after the people had made their sacrifices while living in sin, going through their form of religion, God said, "Away with them. I hate your sacrifices. Obedience is what I want. I want you to obey me. I want you to love me. I want you to serve me." So we purify our hearts through the shed blood of the Son of God by obeying. "Seeing ye have purified your souls in obedience through the truth of the gospel and through the workings of the Spirit of God." Now the pure in heart shall see God, Jesus said. So it is possible for us to have a pure heart, and it is possible for us to live a holy and a righteous and a godly life in this present world. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Romans 6:1-2. Paul goes on in that sixth chapter of Romans, and he says that we are the servants of the ones to whom we obey, whether it be of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. And so we are to obey God, and we are to do the will of God, and through the redeeming grace of God, He has made it possible for us to do so. Greater is He that is within you than he that is in the world. Draw nigh unto God, and He will draw nigh unto you. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Pure hearts produce pure love. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love, that's without pretension. Yes, unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. So our text says in verse 22, and beloved, first of all, we are to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. And here Peter says, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by and through the power of the Holy Spirit. And whenever you love one another, you're not going to hurt one another. You're not going to do harm to one another. Love worketh no ill to its neighbor. The Christian life starts with obedience. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. So the Christian life starts with obedience. It is lived by obedience. The willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land. The obedient shall be rewarded with eternal life. So the Apostle Peter has set forth some very precious truths here in this first chapter of 1 Peter that we need to take to heart and live out in our lives from day to day. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the Word of God find lodgment in hearts and bring forth fruit for the glory of our God. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have been saved, you have been raised from death to life in Christ. Therefore, we are to walk in newness of life. We would like to give you our mailing address, as we said. It would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to let us know that our broadcast service is a blessing to you. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number, 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. There is a place there on our webpage that you can also communicate with us. However you may contact us, it would be an encouragement to know that our broadcast is a blessing to you. Now, we also invite you to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins at 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. That's Eastern time, of course. And our services are broadcast live over the Internet. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. You may also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. We have a number of issues. We have archives there. You can read not only the current issue, but back issues as well. You may also listen to a number of our broadcasts if you have missed any, as we have an archive of our broadcast also. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for the privilege of sharing the Way of Truth broadcast with you today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you is our sincere prayer.
You may have your worldly pleasures, your silver and your gold. You may pile up all the riches that this whole world can hold. But I'd rather have my Savior and with Him firmly stand. For I want to be ready to meet Him in the glory. Savior.